Welcome to the Erickson Covenant podcast. We are so glad that you've joined us today. We confess that we don't have all the answers, but as a community, we seek to find and follow Jesus and to discover daily the life he has always wanted for us. We hope this message will be encouraging and will inspire you to take the next steps on your spiritual journey. If we can help you in any way, please connect with us. The easiest way is through our website at ericksoncovenant.ca. Let's get started.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever had to wait a long time for help? For example, have you ever been like stuck in the mud? Like so stuck in the mud that you couldn't get yourself out anymore? And you had to wait for someone to come and pull you out? I've had that experience. I was so stuck in the mud that I couldn't get out myself. And by the time I got help to get me out, I came out of the mud. But one of my boots didn't. I think it's still there. One time when I was growing up, we had a bulldozer, a cat. A D7E, for those of you who care. And one time, my dad got the cat so stuck that you couldn't see the tracks on it anymore. And the tracks are like this high. It was stuck. So our neighbor brought his cat over, his bulldozer over, to pull us out. But guess what? Couldn't do it. Two cats, two bulldozers had to come and pull ours out of the mud. We were stuck. Maybe you've had other experiences of needing help. Maybe you had the perfectly toasted piece of bread, perfectly smeared with butter, but you needed some jam on that. Can I get an amen? And so there was a jar in the fridge that somebody else had messed up, and there was stuck around it. You know how it works. But that jam jar, the lid wouldn't come off. And you tried. And then guess what you're doing? You're yelling for help. I need help! But no one comes quick. You have to wait for a while till someone finally comes, and then the toast is a little cold, and we won't go there. But sometimes the jar is stuck and you need someone help to come and open it. Or maybe there was a time where your program was over or school was over or whatever, and you were standing out there waiting for mom and dad to come and pick you up. Mom and dad, who definitely didn't forget you. But you still had to wait a really long time for them to come because you weren't going to walk home, right? And so sometimes everyone is in a place where they need help. They need someone to help them. Waiting for help is something we all have experienced. And guess what? During Advent, what we're celebrating is in these weeks that lead up to Christmas, they're all about that. We're waiting for the help that only God can bring to us. That's what Advent's all about. You see, way back when, like before you were born, before your parents were born, before your grandparents were born, before your great-grandparents were born, before your great-great-grandparents were born, before your, join me, great born, humans made a big mess of God's good plans for them. They messed everything up. They messed it up, and they got us all in a heap of trouble. And everyone was in a mess, and everyone was a mess, and everyone was in a mess, and everyone was making a mess for everyone else, and making a mess for God's world, and making a mess of themselves. And they were in trouble, and they needed help. Humans were stuck in the mud, and they needed someone bigger and stronger to come and pull them out.
Jesus.
Humans were unable to open the jar to get the good stuff out for life, and they needed someone to come along and open the jar so that they could access the goodness that God had for them. Humans were stranded on the side of the road, and they needed someone to pick them up and bring them back to where they belonged. So guess what God did? He started making promises. He made promises that he would send a special someone, a deliverer, who would come and save us all and pull us out of the mud and fix us inside and clean up the mess that we had made. And God started making these promises really early. In fact, right in the first moments that humans messed up, God started making promises. And he continued to make promises that someone stronger and better and bigger was going to come, someone who'd be able to give us life and get us unstuck and fix what was wrong and reset the whole thing and bring us back where we belong. God promised that he would send a deliverer, he would send a Messiah, he would send a king, his one and only son, and some of you have already been saying his name, who is Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. But when God made those promises, guess what? Everyone still had to wait. A long time before those promises came true. People still had to wait. Right after the humans made a big mess, God says, oh, I'm going to send a human child who's going to fix this mess, who's also going to be the Son of God. But even though that promise of help was given, everybody had to wait a long time. And so they did. And God kept giving promises. He kept saying, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And after many, many years of mess, he said a deliverer would come. One of the prophets, a very reluctant prophet, I might add, we heard already this morning, Kian read it, that a star would come out of Jacob. That's one of Abraham's sons. That a scepter would rise out of Israel. And there's this promise that, yay, a ruler's coming, a star, a deliverer. But people still had to wait a long time. Along the way, God made more promises. One time he made a promise to Moses. He said, Moses, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among the fellow Israelites. I'll put my words in his mouth and he will tell them everything I command him. So yay, a great prophet is going to come and is going to set things right and tell us what God wants. But they still had to wait a long time. That's right. Well, hundreds of years later, God made more promises. He made a promise to David, to King David. Remember the boy with the sling who became a king? Well, he made a promise that he said, I've made a covenant with my chosen one. I've sworn to David, my servant, I'll establish your line forever and make your throne firm through generations. He promises that a child of David will always be the king, king of Israel, but the king of the world. So yay, a true king's coming, but guess what? Everyone had to wait a long time. That's right. Many other prophets chimed in. One of them said, the virgin will conceive and will give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel, which we know means God with us. And that same prophet, Isaiah, told us that this son was going to have a lot of different names. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We heard it already, the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end, and he'll reign on David's throne. So there were many, many, many promises given that this deliverer was coming. The prophets even told us where this star, this ruler, this prophet, this king, this savior would be born. Where was Jesus going to be born?
In a barn.
In Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, thank you. Yes, and in Micah 5:2, we heard it, right? Out of you, out of Bethlehem, will come, because that's in the context, will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel. But years went by, and people were still waiting. People were born, people lived, people died, and they were still waiting and waiting and waiting for the advent of Jesus, until one day an angel showed up to a young Jewish girl named Mary. And when he showed up, he had some amazing news. He said, it's time. The long wait is over. And she would be the one, he told her, who would give birth to this deliverer, this prophet, this star. Now, Mary was really shocked. Can you give me your best shocked face? Come on, everyone. I want to see some shocked faces out there. Do the Home Alone thing if you have to, you know. Shock face. So the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. And then I'll read it here. It says, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. You're to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end. Now, Mary was a little confused. She said, how can this be? Since I am a virgin. Remember what Isaiah said? He said a virgin would conceive and give birth. So this is a real miracle baby. And if you don't know what virgin means, you talk to your mom and dad later. But it means, for our purposes today, it means there was no human daddy involved. This was a miracle baby. And the angel then answered and said, this is how it's going to happen. The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the Holy One that is born will be called the Son of God. Wow! The long wait was over. Finally, God's Son was coming. But you know what? Even Mary still had to wait. She had to wait 9 long months. And anyone who's had that experience knows how long 9 months can be. So what do you think she did while she was waiting for Jesus to come? She started getting ready. While Jesus was just little like this, and then he was like bean-sized Jesus, and then he was getting bigger and bigger and bigger inside of Mary. What kind of things was she doing to get ready? She's maybe getting the bedroom ready. Not that it'd get her a lot of good. She ended up having to travel somewhere else. But yeah, she'd put clothes aside maybe. Something to swaddle the baby with. And she decided to visit a cousin even. She wanted someone to talk to about their shared experience of being strangely pregnant.
She was eating healthy.
Yeah, she was eating healthy.
To keep the baby healthy.
Amen to that.
And she was literally
eating healthy. Yep, she was doing all the healthy things. See, she was getting ready for the king to come. God had made a promise that he would send his son to save us from our mess, to pull us out, to fix what's wrong with us and fix what's wrong with the world, to do something amazing so that everything could be restored to the right way that he always desired. And through these long years of waiting, God was getting everyone ready, getting the world ready, so that at just the right time, at just the right moment, Jesus would come for everyone for all time. And so, during Advent, during these next few weeks when we're getting ready for Christmas, we remember these long, say it with me, these long years of waiting and waiting and waiting for Jesus to come. And in these few weeks, counting down to Christmas, we have to wait too. We wait and we remember that we place our full hope in Jesus, who already did come. He already came, and we celebrate that on Christmas Day. So, in wrapping up, Advent is all about waiting. Advent is all about waiting so that we can get caught up in Christmas. But we wait in a different way. We wait knowing that Jesus has already come, knowing that God has already fulfilled his promise to send a deliverer and a king, that God is already with us. And so we prepare ourselves to celebrate the fact that Jesus has already come. So let's say it together. The long wait is over. Jesus has come. Let's give a cheer together. Let's cheer. Yes.
Thanks for listening in today. We hope you feel encouraged and challenged. If you know someone who would benefit from what you have heard today, please share this podcast. For more information, or if you have questions, you can connect with us through our website, ericsoncovenant.ca. You can also find us on Facebook by searching for Erickson Covenant Church.